In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and dear faithful, I'd like to give you today just a little meditation for today's sermon, something to help you all in your devotions before our God in the tabernacle. We should think of Christmas, the first Christmas. Picture, if you will, for just a moment, the sacred host, the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus Christ Himself, not in a beautiful monstrance or in a golden ciborium, but in a crib in Bethlehem, laid upon a little bit of straw. And you see in your little meditation, you look at the infant's sweetness. He was a little baby after all. You see his innocence. And as you kneel there before the crib with Our Lady and Saint Joseph and all the other visitors, you kneel with love and with respect and with confidence. You adore him at the very moment of his birth in time. But to adore, isn't it interesting how today we offer the Mass of Our Lady on Saturdays, and it's offered in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Whenever we adore our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, we should go to Mary. Because, as we all know quite well, our Lord came to us through Mary. We must go to our Lord through her as well. Always remember that, and your devotions will always be the most fruitful. So picture her today, kneeling at the crib in love and adoration, and take your spot right beside her. Kneel right next to Our Lady, so you can hear her every breath and her every sigh of love and of adoration. Now, her adoration of the Christ child was one of the purest faith that one could ever imagine. She saw with her eyes only a little baby, a little child like any other child in the world, weak, helpless, and even dependent upon Mary for food and for nourishment, for one thing, and then dependent, too, to be moved about from one place to another. We often forget that little truth, but how dependent he was on his mother. And she saw with her eyes all of this, and yet by faith, a faith which was based not upon feelings, but upon the Word of God revealing, by that faith, she was able to adore the immensely infinite power of the incarnate Word, of God Himself. With her eyes, she saw weakness, but by faith, she saw power. And Our Lady's adoration of the Christ child, it didn't only contain the greatest faith, but as well the deepest and most ardent love, charity. She is the only mother that ever existed and that ever will exist who ever had a right and a duty to love her son even to the point of adoration, of adoring her own son. She is the only mother, the only parent. And this adoration of Mary for her son was so great that she lived for nothing else other than him. He, that is, the Son of Mary, the Son of God, was the mother's final end. Everything that she thought was directed to him. Everything that she said was said in the presence of God, and everything that she did was done for him. She was so forgetful of herself that she helped in the work of salvation. She was selfless and gave everything without taking anything back for herself. For she knew that this was not just her son, but this was her God. And that this son, whom she carried around in her arms so often, was to give her her eternal reward for all of the good that she did in her life. That is the faith and the adoration and the love of Mary towards her Son. Now, during these 40 hours, we should all do what? We should unite with Our Lady and adore with faith and love the infant in the host at the moment of His birth in Bethlehem. Whenever we see the altar, whenever we see the Blessed Sacrament, we should think Bethlehem. Theologically speaking, every single Mass is not only Calvary represented, brought down to earth, but it is Bethlehem as well. And we often forget that. Let us then, like Mary, who was able to see beneath the human nature of our Lord and pierce into His divinity, let us see beneath all of the appearances of bread and see the sacred humanity and the divinity of the infant Jesus. Recognize there that He is the Word of God made flesh. And in the tininess of that host, only a few inches in diameter, we should adore God's greatness. And as we think of His birth in time, we should adore His eternity. The God in our monstrance is eternal. He never had a beginning. He never had an end in His divine nature. From the host you hear nothing but silence. When you hear that silence, know that He is the Word of the Father. And when He appears to be sleeping in the host, we should see all the works, the activity of the Creator. That from this monstrance, He is not a prisoner here in this sense that He can only work here. At this moment, His hands are outstretched from our monstrance, offering graces to souls in Nigeria and Cuba and all over the world. Though He doesn't move, He is everywhere. When you see His weakness, that He is dependent upon the priest to go from one place to another, remember the power that He has in the sacred host to govern the whole world. And there He guides the stars and the moon and the sun. He does it all, even though in the host He appears so weak. And remember when we see His poverty, that He is infinitely rich. When you're here in the 40 hours devotion, remember that. Remember His infinite richness. And ask. Ask for whatever you want from Him. He's got it all. You might as well. You have nothing to lose. But during these 40 hours, let us above all kneel at the side of Mary and adore along with her, with faith and with love, her divine Son. And ask Our Lady to pray for all of your petitions, to make reparation for your sins and the sins of your family, your relatives, your clergy, your religious, and everyone. We all need it. So keep this in mind, and let this thought of Mary's adoration help you to adore our Lord in the Holy Eucharist even more fervently and meritoriously than ever before. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.